This is TWiT.
Mr. Ryan Stroud has a glorious Android-based tablet from a venue from a company known as Dell, containing not only the latest in Intel processing technology, but a damn fine OLED screen.
Yeah, this was actually shown for the first time at IDF last year, and then it was kind of renounced officially at CES. This is the Dell Venue 8 7000. Dell Venue 8, the number 8, the size of the screen, and then 7000 is the model number. It's a super thin, you can kind of see if you watch the video version, it's a super thin tablet here, as I attempt to cut my face in half. And it runs Intel's Moorfield processor. It's Android. Currently, it's running 4.4. They say it'll get Lollipop in the not-too-distant future. But it has a 2560 by 1600 resolution OLED screen, which it doesn't come across even in the live stream, obviously. But the display is gorgeous to look at, and the viewing angles are outstanding. It also has like a 3D camera set up in the back. There's actually a camera at the bottom, and then two cameras here as well that will do some neat things with photography in terms of being able to change depth of field or focus after the fact. But just got this in today, so you can see if you look real closely, we got some benchmarks and test applications loaded up on there now. So we'll be running it through that, and probably by next week we'll talk on the show here about the experiences here. It does start at $399 as well, which is kind of cool. I think you can actually order it now, so should be pretty neat. It's an incredibly sexy form factor, like very thin bezels along the side and everything. Very reminiscent of the design that Dell went with the XPS 13 for that for their laptop. So
all screen, no bezel.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Very cool design.
The world's thinnest tablet wins the prestigious 2015 CES Best of Innovation Award, Capture and View Pictures with a gorgeous.
Yeah. Actually $399 and available
$399 with 16 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
$439 with 16 gigabytes on a Folio, or 16 gigabytes with a Dell Cast, $469. Apparently, no larger memory configurations. I'm assuming there's an SD card in that.
SD card slot, right? Yeah, I see an SD card slot on the side here. So, yeah. Yep. I think it'll be cool. It's not a phone, so you don't have to worry about doing that. But, you know. So that part's disappointing. Headphone jack on the bottom is still something I can't decide if I'm for or against, but that's the decisions most people are making.
I started to realize I was getting irritated a lot with my last couple of phones because I would have a power cable coming out of one side and a headphone cable coming out of the other.
Sure.
When I was charging my phone and like watching Netflix or something. So I'm kind of into having both of them at the same end.
Gotcha. That's a good point. Never thought about it. Yeah, so you could always set it on the other side or hold it on that side without worrying about a cable being in the way.
So it's a thought.
Yeah.
Makes it clean.